Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. You know, it's almost the end of the week. I'm excited because the weekend is great. Everyone loves the weekend. So no one can say that, oh, I don't want the weekend to come, because we really need the weekend to come. So guys, I'm super excited for today. Today I have a really interesting topic. How long does it take to get settled in America? And it was sent to me by one of my listeners. And I think today is a great day to talk about that. All right, so first I want to thank everyone who participated in the giveaway. The person who won the Google Home Mini was very happy to win it. She actually left a voice message.
Yay! I can't believe I won. Thank you so much, Dr. Ozzy. Thank you.
Congratulations again. I hope you're enjoying your new gift. And someone was so great, you know, gracious to say, I'm going to sponsor the next giveaway. So guys, there's going to be another giveaway soon, not just yet, but very soon. So stay tuned to this channel so you can get all the information about what's going to be given away, how to enter and things like that. All right, that'll be great. So today we're talking about how long it takes to get settled in America. And now, so I'd say it depends on what you mean by getting settled in America. So for me, getting settled is how long does it take you to, you know, become independent, pay your own bills and things like that. You know, to someone else, it could mean how long is it going to take you to get married? Because in the African context, if you have everything and you're not married, someone could still ask you, when are you going to settle down? Because they really mean, when are you going to get married? So, but today I'll be talking about how long it takes you to get independence, or how long does it take you to be able to pay your own way, you know, have enough money to pay your own bills. So it depends on time, it depends on immigration, it depends on money. So let's start with immigration, or the legal status that you use to come into a new country, you know, would play a role in how quickly it would take for you to get settled. So there are several ways that you could come into a new country. You could be moving for a job. If you're moving to a new country for a job, then you're going to get settled really quickly, because you know you already have a job, so you skip so many steps. If you're moving as a child with your parents are making sure that you have the right documentation to live in that country, to go to school there, to work there. That's different. If you're moving there as a student, now that's different, because you have to go to school. When you graduate, you have to find a company that would file for your permanent residency status. You know, that might take time. That's also different, right? If you're moving to a new country because you're getting married, your spouse lives in a different country, you're moving to join your spouse, that's different. I feel like that would take you even a shorter time to get settled, because someone is already there who is settled and you're just going to join them. So it's different. So I would say immigration plays a huge role. Now, I'd like to put a warning here, because I find that a lot of people fall into this pit hole, I would say. The truth is, if you want immigration advice, get it from the government website itself. Don't ask people for immigration advice. A lot of times people are asking people who have been in America for 10 years, who probably got their immigration settled 10 years ago. You're asking them for advice. Many times these people don't have they don't know the current policies. They don't know what actually is acceptable at that time that you're asking them. And so they give you old information, and you make decisions based on information that's 10 years old. So I'd always say, if you need immigration advice, go to the government website directly. There's nothing wrong in getting leads from people, but I would always advocate for going to that government website. If you need to call the office, go ahead and call that 1-800 number and get your advice from there. Because sometimes even advice that's given to you that's 3 months old, policies change and these things no longer hold true. And so that leaves you lurking in the dark if you're, you know, making decisions based on false information. All right. So that's what I'm going to say for immigration. I would always say, make sure that you're legal. Make sure you have the right documentation to work. You don't want to be looking over your shoulder all the time. So make sure that you get that sorted. Number two is money. did you come to America as a prince, you know, from a country with all the money and all the, you know, that's different. If you move into a new country with a lot of money, that's different because it'll take you a short amount of time to get settled. But if you moved into a new country, you know, you're trying to find your own American dream, you know, it will take you time because you have to pay your dues. And a lot of times, paid your dues might have to mean going back to school, you know, getting that certification, and these things take time. If you were a doctor, medical doctor in your country, you cannot come to a country like America and begin to see patients right away. You need to get certified, you need to take exams, you know, you might need to go back and do a course or two, and it's all a function of time. So you cannot be impatient. You know that time governs everything. Of course, money, money is important. If you have money, you know, and you're not worried about that aspect. You're just worried about immigration. And even some aspects of immigration might be easier because you're able to pay for premium processing with certain things. And so, you know, you might cut that time in half. But time, money, immigration, these are the three key things that, you know, determine how long it'll take for you to get settled in a new country. You know, think of it this way. If you're in your own country, after you go to school, you get a job, you immediately start working and that's it because you're legal there. But if you go to a new country, you have to ask them for the right to work. Another, you know, thing that I find that plays a role is pressure. Like, are you getting calls from people at home saying, when are you going to get married all the time? Are you the only child? Your parents are constantly, you know, hounding you to get a job, get settled, you know, or you feel like, you know, sometimes we put pressure on ourselves to start providing for our relatives or our parents. You know, I've heard my friends say, I need to hurry up and get this degree so that I can go ahead and help my parents who are now retired. You know, I find that people who have that pressure, you know, that need to succeed really, really fast, they're able to speed up the process. All right. They don't take anything for granted. They're not complacent. They strive and then they attain. They're not sleeping when other people are. They're looking for ways to make things happen. You know, so there's that thing about being pressured that also shortens the time that it takes for you to get settled in a new place. All right. I hope I was able to answer your question. If anything, I hope you take away from this episode that it's a function of time, it's a function of money, and of course immigration. And you just have to pay your dues before you get the accolades, all right? You have to pay your dues. And a lot of time it's you have to do the time. You have to go back to school, get that extra degree. You have to go back to sometimes you have to do a shuttle job, which is just like, it's not your dream job, but it's something that gets you able to pay the bills while you work at attaining the qualifications for your dream job. And that's okay, right? Sometimes you have to do that. If you feel like this job is not for you, then hurry up and get the job that's for you, all right? Get the qualifications that you need for your next job. So I hope you guys were able to learn from this episode. I hope it spoke to someone. Don't be in a hurry. I always say do things the legal way and you'll be just fine because you don't want to keep looking over your shoulders, especially in a country that is not your home country, all right? If you want to participate, if you want to call into the show and ask questions or you want to leave your comments, there are three ways to do it. So you can either download the Anchor FM app from your store. It could be your Google Play Store or the Apple one. And when you download that, you go ahead and create an account and look for my show. Either look for Dr. Ozi or Tales of an African Princess in America. It will pull up this podcast. And then you can call into the show in form of a voice message. And so when I log in, I'll be able to see that and I can incorporate that into my next episode. That's one way. Or you can go on my Instagram page, African Princess in America, and leave a comment on my posts, and I'll be able to speak about whatever you want me to talk about. And of course, the last way to do it could be to go on Facebook. And if you go on Facebook, you can look for Tales of an African Princess in America page. And that way you can leave me either a message or a comment, and I'll, you know, talk about it. Of course, you can also email me, tillsbydrozi@gmail.com, and I can talk about whatever, you know, pressing issue that you have or question that you have. Yeah, guys, that's the end. Though, of course, the weekend is coming. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend.